are sending a little something extra in the mail to inmates. The law is now catching up to those people living on the outside, sending drug-related mail to the inside.
There's something sinister hidden in this work of art sent to an inmate.
Suboxone, heroin, those sorts of things are laced into the glue product of the envelope itself.
It's the 401 in the neighborhood. Read between the lines, cause it ain't no good. You got the mouth of a voice, making the play. Surveillance on the block, but that's so LA. Two homies got killed 2 days apart. And the weapons that were used were state of the art. Gonna storm. Paid back that night in situations like this. We have exclusive rights and all the hood rats get pranked by phones. That's some shit right there that we strongly oppose. No one knows why these bitches do it. For the cash and the clothes, all the dope they doing. Besides all that shit, everything the same. I'm still pushing tapes in this fucking game. The author's name is still C-O-N. Homie clutching on the mic to the very end. Prison mail, prison mail, prison mail. I'm getting prison mail. Prison mail, prison mail, I'm getting prison mail. Prison mail, prison mail, prison mail, I'm getting prison mail. Prison mail, prison mail, prison mail, I'm getting prison mail.
They're also searching for drugs. Every day, 5,000 pieces of mail, some carrying contraband.
This particular card is an Easter card, right? But what this is, this whole card right here is soaked in methamphetamine. And when you turn it over, you can see a little bit better. You see part of it that's stained. Today, they're getting so good at this that you won't even see the stain.
This postcard, they'll buy two identical postcards just like this. On one of the postcards, they will carefully access and half the postcard and tear the back of that first postcard off. Okay. Then they'll take and they'll take heroin and they'll put that in cellophane, wrap that in cloth, and then they can iron that heroin to a paper thin. Then they'll put the heroin on top of the second postcard, then put the top of the first postcard back on top of it. So you'll have a postcard that'll look just like this, almost paper thin and almost undetectable.